Hello, and welcome to another edition of the Regarding ID podcast. I'm Gina Jordan. Orfo Trust is among the latest round of NSTIC pilot winners. The company is a leading provider of identity solutions and services in the U.S. 42 states use Morpho Trust solutions for driver's license programs and state ID credentials. The company also offers biometric solutions. Mark DeFraya is Morpho Trust Senior Director of Solutions Strategy.
We are a large provider of biometric solutions to the federal government agencies with face, finger, iris, and new emerging modalities coming within some of the common three-letter agencies that you'd be familiar with. And we have a large enrollment services division that has footprint in every state of the nation, enrolling people into a variety of programs, including TWIC. CDL drivers will go there for background checks. Many state employees now go through there for background checks. So we have about 1,200 plus of those locations around the nation taking people in every day.
With the grant money, the company is embarking on a project to create an electronic ID for accessing online services. This eID will provide the ability to authenticate identity with the same security and privacy protection as in-person transactions.
We've seen a couple of specific problems that we thought we could address. One was that the online economy or the online world in general right now bears a lot of risk around the fact that it can't do a great job of verifying that people are who they claim to be. So we thought we could help with that. And if that problem can be alleviated, then obviously the risk associated with online transactions could be reduced. But it could also open up the doors for many more things to be accomplished online because we can all trust in who people are. So with those two vectors of growth and protection before us, we thought this was a good time to come forward with our proposal. And specifically, our proposal's got three main goals to it. The first is to prove that an electronic ID can be created that carries the trust of a secure credential and can be used to eliminate in-person identity proofing requirements. The second is to demonstrate elevation of trust using biometric multi-factor authentication. And the third is to define a framework through which state and commercial entities can trust each electronic ID in their transactions.
The pilot project is being carried out in partnership with the North Carolina Departments of Transportation and Health and Human Services. DeFraya says they've put together an impressive team of about half a dozen partners, including MyCard and TUFER.
They are going to play a very special role in which they're going to prove that what we bring to market here to solve this very specific problem for DHHS and their online users can be extended into some very common commercial use cases. And if that can be proven, then that means beyond the end of the pilot, everyone in the online community can see just how these kinds of trusted identities can be leveraged very widely in a variety of uses. So they're really important to showing just how far-reaching this can be.
MyCard is an online identity service. CEO and founder James Vargas says one of the company's key objectives is to put consumers back in control of their identity, and that's at the heart of this NSTIC pilot project.
MyCard isn't a physical card. It's a digital one. Think of it as a digital passport or a virtual version of your driver's license that you use like you would a Facebook or a LinkedIn account to log into a site and have that ease of access. So we're just going to be that conduit. So we're going to allow the consumer to take the electronic identity that Morpho Trust will give them when they get their driver's license, and they'll be able to take that and do other things online, either online through sites that already accept MyCard or to create a new identity, you know, a new MyCard account using that electronic identity, or to use it physically as well, to be able to take the trust from the driver's license and the whole verification process that happens at that time, just to be able to go and do all those other things with it. So I say all those other things because there's sites from social networks and online dating sites through to, you know, we've got a site in California that lets you buy a house online. You know, so if you have a MyCard, you can do that. If you have a MyCard powered through or where the identity verification is being provided by Morpho Trust, then you can use it in all of these different places. I think, you know, with Apple Pay is a great example of starting to combine not just the security controls of authentication and biometrics, you know, your fingerprint scanner on your phone with your identity, you know, the information that in Apple's case they know about you, but really the utility of something that consumers want to do, which is making payments. It's the connection of these different things together that I think brings a, a sort of real world use case to the common person. You know, that the people that don't understand the technologies or the intricacies of verifications versus authentications of different types of identity services, of what the bureaus really do with your data, but have a fundamental pain or a fundamental need. You know, if you can take the identity from something like Morpho Trust and MyCard working together, you can combine a bit of financial profile data, you know, your kind of mint.com type data together, and you can use that to go out and get a car loan or a house mortgage in a few minutes at a really competitive rate and in a way that suits you and your financial situation. How can that be bad? And if we can make that easy and convenient, make it frictionless, make it a process that only takes a couple minutes instead of a couple weeks or a couple hours of your time to go into a branch and do those things, then everyone's a winner.
DeFraya thinks Morpho Trust got the award in part because the company is recognized as a leader in the identity space, and the proposal would solve problems that North Carolina is addressing as it tries to bring users into the Health and Human Services Food and Nutrition Services program online.
I think it helps the government in that it's going to allow them to safely leverage really strong identities to solve its own problems. From a consumer perspective, though, I think it gives the consumer a refreshing new solution where they can be in control of a highly trustworthy online identity token. And that's something that I think the market is really looking for. And it's really in line with the NSTIC principles to do so. Our goal is obviously to continue far beyond the end of the pilot with the solution. We know that if we're successful, there are implications to continue extending this kind of solution throughout the state. And of course, if we're successful there, that means that other states could follow suit. They could copy that model and leverage what we're doing in their own business. Reaching beyond even state government operations, because of what we're proving with MyCard and Twofer as partners, we also see extendability into the commercial area. So we're very hopeful that we will prove that those three goals are attainable and that the solution will, you know, bring what we think it can bring to the online community. This project has the opportunity to break through a threshold of trust that has so far been elusive in the online world. And in doing so, it's going to better protect the identity of individuals online, and it's going to enable new kinds of transactions to be completed online. So we're really excited about what that will mean for folks in the future. So as we're getting started and working on our initial steps of delivering against this grant, we're really hopeful that we can have that kind of wide sweeping impact on how people do business online in the future.
Morpho Trust and its partners were awarded around $1.47 million for work that will be carried out over a two-year period. Thank you for joining us for this edition of the Regarding ID podcast.